We learned the Gemara yesterday on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph with the top Tosfos. The Gemara quotes a few members from Shmuel regarding Kinyan Chazaka. So Tosfos seems to learn Pshat in the Gemara that the Chazaka is not Kaina because you have to have Kavonas Kinyan. And they quoted the Gemara in Yevamos, Nun Beis Amud Beis. You have to have kavanas kinyan. So we started this term from daf mem aleph amud aleph. And there was a gemara there, and towards the bottom of mem aleph amud aleph, there was a flood. And the fence separating between my farm and the next door neighbor's farm fell down. And Rav Kahana rebuilt, he put back the fence. He thought he was putting it back in the right place. He didn't realize that he stole part of the next door neighbor's farm. And the neighbor helped him put up the fence. The neighbor also thought he made a mistake, and the neighbor made a mistake. They both made a mistake. So the Gemara says that's even though the neighbor helped him, he's not kind of with a kinyan chazaka. That's godar. When you put up a fence, that constitutes a kinyan chazaka, because it was a kinyan betor. So the Gemara said, just like Rav Kahana made a mistake, the neighbor also made a mistake. What they have to say, just like so too. Even if the neighbor didn't make a mistake, Rav Kahana has to make a kinyan chazaka to be kohen. Rav Kahana made a mistake. So the Mukhi Yosef on that Gemara quoted this line from Yevamos. This Gemara has a riff. Well, here the pages are different. How do you find anything? Everything is different here. So when we learned Mem Aleph, so we saw that the Mukhi Yosef there quotes the Ravid that whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. That's two opinions in Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Samaches on the base. That's the first Amud in Perek Ben Sora Morev. So Tosfos there discusses how can a Ger Katan own property? A Ger Katan, how can he own property? A Katan can own property, his father died and he gets a Birusha. But a Ger Katan, I say Katan Shanal Adami, is not related to the father who's a Nochri. Or if the father was a Jew, it doesn't make a difference. It's not related to him. Because he started off as a goy, and the mother was Megair in the middle, Hairosa Shla Bigdusha, Hidosa Bigdusha, or they were Megair him after he was born, Girkotten. Matbilamosa Adaz Bezin. So Kirkotten Shanadam is not related to the father, so he can't get Birusha. So Mitzias Cherisha to Bikotten's only Gelsam at Pnei Dakir Shalom. That's the mission in the middle of Gittin, Perakan Zokin's only Gelsam at the Rabban. Gemara has a Pasik. It talks about Gezel Ger Kotten. How can you have a Pasuk Gezel Ger Kotten? How can the Kotten have property? Shalai Baif and Shal Yerusha. So Tosfos gives a few suggestions. So they have two opinions in Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the one of the two opinions. If someone gives a matana to the Kotten, he's kind of an atom. Whenever you have Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. So the Kotten could be kind of an atom. So in that case, the cotton, that's the accepted opinion. Mechaber passing like that opinion, we passing like that. There, the cotton is a la bar das, so there's no das kinyan, but there is kavanas kinyan. The katan understands what ownership means, he understands what a kinyan is. He has kavana. A katan is just excluded from das. A katan is a la bar das. For gittin, kiddushin, the dorim, shavuos, he need das. But kavana he can have. A katan can have kavana, just can't have das. So that we accept Lalacha, but the Ravid over here has a bigger chiddush. He says Rav Kana put up the fence, and Godar constitutes a kinyan chazaka. Except there would have been das acheres makne, the neighbor helped him put up the fence. If there would have been das acheres makne, shelo b'tois, if the neighbor would have realized that he's putting up the fence in the incorrect place, and he's stealing part of his rishus. So the neighbor helps him, so it's not called the gezela. So then there would have been das acheres makne, there would have not even been any need for das, not only no das kinyan, there's no kavanas kinyan. He thought he's putting up the fence where it belonged. There was neither das kinyan nor kavanas kinyan. So the Mukiyasa quotes the Ravid, if there would have been das acheres makne, so Rav Kana would have been kinyan. But that's why the Gemara said, just like you made a mistake, so too the neighbor made a mistake, so there was no das acheres makne either. There was neither das kohen nor das makne. That's a chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. So the
page
nun tes. I don't know. Is this going to be the same pages?
It's the same one.
Oh, the same one. I don't know. Is it the same one? I don't think so. No. It's the wrong. They changed the pages here. I don't know. Anyway, that was a chiddush. So the Tosfos over here, on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos interprets in the Gemara, if I make a kinyan chazokeh on the karka by making a tikkun hakarka. So if I'm ripping off the branches from the tree in order that the tree should grow better, and I rip it off in a systematic fashion, then it's an umdar de mochach that I had in mind to be kind of with chazokah, so then the chazokah is kind of. But I ripped it off on mechad gisa. It doesn't at all. It doesn't seem that I had that in mind to be kind of with the kinyan chazak. Would have done a better job. So then I really had a mind to use the logs in the furnace as fuel in the furnace. So then even though there is tikkun hakarka a little bit, but since he didn't have that in mind, that's why you're not coming. So Tosfos proves it from that Gemara in Yemamas that hoyde b'nechsa ger kesav shen shalom. So l'chor it's not the same. Hoyde b'nechsa ger, there's no das acheres makne. In our Gemara, was there das acheres makne or not? So the top line on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph in the Gemara says we're talking about Ara de Ger. We're talking about the karka belongs to a Ger Shemes Vein Lo Yoshim, and there's no Das Makna. So in the Sefer Yad Rama, I have an old Yad Rama. I'm sure there must be some new addition. There's something wrong in Perek Cheska Zabatim. He knocks off the whole Perek Cheska Zabatim in three pages, starting from Daf Chav Ches till Daf Sama. And then he starts all over again. So I don't know, maybe it's a different Rishon. I'm not sure who it is. I didn't read enough to figure out who's writing over there. They probably have a new edition, a scholarly edition, where they tell you what's going on there. But anyway, the Yad Rama, Nardaf quotes, he thinks that Ara Deger is Lavdafke. These dinim apply even if I'm selling a karka to another person. It does make a difference. And he quotes the Goyim who say not so. Rav Shreira Goyim, I think Rav Haigoyim. I think it's Rav Haigoyen is safer Mekir Chumemkar. My impression is that Rav Haigoyen, that's maybe a mistake, my impression is that Rav Haigoyen wrote the Sefer Mekir Chumemkar in Arabic, and we use the Hebrew translation. Because I have somebody gave me an Oitzer Hagoyenim many years ago. They put out Oitzer Hagoyenim on Brochus till through Bava Kamma. And then the fellow who did fantastic work, he passed away, he didn't do the rest of the work. So another group put out Oitzar Goydim on Bava Metzia, and they put out on Bava Basra. So they made a new Hebrew translation. I started to read the Shuas. I started to read Rav Hai Goyen. It's modern Hebrew. So I couldn't understand what Rav Hai Goyen wrote in modern Hebrew. So then they have in a footnote, no, the Sefer Mekachememko was originally written in Arabic, and they made the note, they made their own translation, not the old translation, made their own translation, that should read easier. So the way the Yad Rama quotes this from the Rav Hai Goyen, he says that the Chisorin and HaGemara is like Tosfos says, that there's no kavana. You're only kinda with the kinyan chazaka if you had das kinyan. Aye, but if there's das acharis makni, you don't need das kinyan. So he says, Agamar is talking dafke ara degir. If it would have been ara dechavre, it would have been das acharis makni. He wouldn't have needed any das kinyan. He wouldn't have needed das kinyan. Like, along the same lines as that Ravid that was quoted by the Nemukhi Yosef on Daf Mem Aleph. So that's a big, that's a... In Shulchan Aruch, though, it's not quoted Davka Menegir to Ara Degir. Shulchan Aruch, we assume like the Yad Ramah, who rejects it. He quotes the Rav Hai Goyen, says, like that, Shuvas HaGanim say, like that. But he thinks that it's not correct. He thinks it's Lav Davka. So what's the reason why it's not kind of? So the Pashtus is the Ramah in Choshem Mishpat, and that's Simon. Ayin Reish Hei Sif Yud Zayin. There are more there when he quotes our Gemara, quotes the Rosh on our Gemara. The Rosh writes, and even if the fellow says explicitly at the time that he's ripping off the branches from the tree, I have a mind to be kinda, he says explicitly he does have Kabbalah's kinya. So the Rosh says that it's not kinda, because it's not muchach from the way he ripped it off, that he has kavana to be kaina. Why do you have to have that? It should be muchach. My impression was that he's not learning like Tosfos, that if he's picking everything off mechad gisa and it doesn't look like he had kavana's kinyan, so it's not kaina because of lack of kavana's kinyan. The Rosh doesn't seem to hold like that. The Rosh holds, in order to constitute chazak, has to be muchach mitoch, it's not enough that he has explicitly kavana's kinyan. Has to make a chazoka that it should be nearer from what he did. It has to be a chazoka ma'al yisa. Like the Tosfos said on Nun Gimel and Beis HaMatziah Matzos Menichse Ager, Tosfos says, Davka hitziya, and he lay down on the mattress. But if just he comes and there's a mattress, then he lays down on it, so Tosfos thinks that's not enough to be koinah. Rashbam sounds like he thinks that it is enough, and Tosfos says, no, you need hitziya matzos plus that he lays down. Why? Mashmad Aloy Kona, why the Chazoka Chashuva Bina? There should be a Chazoka Chashuva. It's not enough just to lie down on the mattress. You have to put the mattress there and then lie down on it to be nene from it. So the same over here. The Rosh says, even if he says explicitly that he has a mind. My impression from Tosfos was they don't agree with the Rosh. My impression, the top Tosfos on Nandalit understood the Gemara, that there's a lack of Das Kaina over here. There's no das kaina, but if you would know the Farish, the fellow said, I'm ripping off the branches in order to be kind of with chazok, and it does accomplish a little bit tikkun akarka. So even though it's not muchach from the way he did it, but Adam come and they testified that he said he has kavana to be kind of with chazok, and then it would be good. I thought that Tosfos holds the only reason why it's no good because there's no das kaina. But the Rosh says not so. It's because you need a chazok and ma'al yisah, should be muchach mitoch myself, that it's l'shem tikkun hakarka.
Rabbi, what if you tell the Edom that you're doing, like, the Edom know you're doing the kinyan, but your action doesn't speak that you're doing the kinyan?
Right.
So why do you need to show?
So my impression was that there would be a machlekes Tosfos in the Rosh. The Rosh adds on over here, that even if he says explicitly, this is what I have in mind, it's no good, because it should be muchach, should be machshav to mikeres mitoch myself, it's not enough. If he says it, you need that it should be nicker. Means like they said before, you need a chazoka ma'al yisa. It's the chazoka is no good, even if there is a das acheres makna. It's no good, even though you don't need even though whenever it is das achas makna, maybe you don't need das kaina. But here it's not a chazaka magisa unless it's muchaf mitoich myself that he had in mind l'shem kach. And I thought that Tosis does not agree with the Rosh. That's what the Rosh. I thought Tosis does not agree. I thought Tosis understood because there's a lack of das kaina. You have to have kavanas kinyan at the time that you make the chazaka. And the same thing, this Chuvas Rav Haiglen from the Sefer Mekka Chamemkar, that apparently he wrote in Arabic, and we use, those of us who don't know Arabic so well, we use the Hebrew translation. So he has a comment. He says, all these dinim are talking about Nichse Hager. That's how he understood the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Amar Abasi, Amar Abichon, Shtei Soros, and Meitza Echad, Beinem, Hechzik, Bachas, Mehem, Lichnoisa, Kinoa. Why is Chavata Loikana? So Taisa says, the top Taisa says, Akasha, if you have Eser Sodas Be'Eser Medinas, I own 10 fields in 10 different countries. Let's say different continents. Totally different continents. Australia and whatever, New Zealand and America and South America and Europe. And islands all over Japan, totally different places. So the Gemara says, the top Taisis quotes the Rashbam and the Taisis both said the same. Why? So the Gemara says the reason why, because Sadan the Arachadhu, all the countries in the world are all attached. It's one big globe. So if you make a chazok over here, it's good for all the continents. So Taisis says that's not enough. It's only the chazok that I made on the one karka is only good on all the other karkas. Provided nasan de mekulam. But if it's a gershem beis vein lo yoshim, there's no one to pay money to, or if it's a das acheres maknem, but it's a matonim, so there's no money to pay. So the Tosfos says it's no good. You have to have, it's not enough sadan de arachadnu to be mitzar for all the 10 karkos and the 10 different continents. You need, in addition to this svar of sadan de arachadhu, the whole globe is, everything is attached. You need also that there should be shilim de mekulam, nosan de mekulam. And Tosis points out, even though if you're giving it a matana, even though it's not mechusadam, there's no money to pay, so there's room to distinguish. And Tosis says, no, it's still no good. So Tosis understood this Gemara, that if you make it, you have two sodas that are adjacent to each other. It's a meitza mapsik benem, I make a chazok on this one, I'm not kind of the other one. It's against the Gemara Kedushin, Eser Sodas Be'Eser Medinas. They say Eser Sodas Be'Eser Medinas is only Pshilem de Mekulam. But if I'm Zechem and Ahefka, Gershem Eis, Me'en Le'Yoshem, or if I'm Zechem Atone, the fellow's Makhtan to me, there is a Das Makhtan, but there's no money to pay. He's giving it to Matone, even though he's not Mechusa Tashlumen. He wants to give it to me in Matone, but I didn't pay for all. So part of the Mitzaref of all the 10 fields has to be Shilem de Mekulam. So that's what the Rav Haigoin and the Sefer Mekka Chamemka disagrees there also. He said, that Gemara, that you're not kind of the adjacent Sada, is only by Gershem Meis Vein Le'Yosh. If someone is selling and they're giving it to Matone, you don't need Shilim Mekulim. The Das Acheres Maknem Mitzaref everything together. He disagrees beferish what Tosfos says. He holds that the top line on Nun Dalet when it says Ara de Ger is Davka Ara de Ger. Because no das makna, so you need das kaina. So there's a lack of das kaina here. But if it would have been with a das kaina, if there would have been a das acheres makna, then it would have constituted a good kinyan chazaka, even though the kaina is lacking das kaina. He didn't seem to have das. That's a big machlok. That's a long Yad Ramah. He quotes this long arichas from the Chuvas of Rav Haiglen from the Sefer Mekka Chamemka, and he disagrees. So what are we up to? I forgot already. Bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph? No? I think the bottom of Nun Dalet. Let's see. Sada Hamasayam is Bimitzareha. There's a field, a farm, a lot, and it's very clear where the end of the Rav. If you make a kinyan chazaka, so you kind of the whole field. Shmuel Amar, lokana ala mokam akusha bilvad. So that's ridiculous. What do you mean? Lokana ala mokam akusha? Probably talking about a gersha mes vein lo yoshim. But if one person is selling the farm to another one, so if you make a chazaka in one corner of the farm, you're not kind of the whole farm. Probably must be talking, I think everybody agrees. That Shmuel's opinion, lekana l'makam akush b'levad, is only if there's no das makna. If there's das makna, l'chayv it is kind of everything. And even though there's no das makna, Rav Huna quotes in a machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Rav says, if you make a chazak on one little corner, you kind of the whole sada with the mitzor. What if it's enem mitzayem is bim mitzareha? It's not so clear. It's not so clear where the field ends. We know where the field ends, but it just blends into the other fields. So how much are you kinya? Amra papi ki de ozol tayora dishvarei v'hodar. What does that mean? So there's a machlokes here, the Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam has a difficult pshat. The Rashbam says if you have a big soda, however big it is, and if you plow the ground like this, then you go back, and you plow it again, then you kind of the whole farm. So what changed? So what changed from before? Before you said, if it's a sodom misuyemis, the word sodom is loshen zocher, loshen akeva. You say misuyemis or you say misuyam? What's the story of sodos bakesef yiknu? You call it sodos. The fact that you call it sodos, let's say lailos loshen zocher. Laila is not Lashon Nekev, even though the plural, even though it's a commentary at the end, Laila, and you say Leilos, the plural, but it's still Lashon Zacha. Laila is Lashon Zacha. They printed something in the name of the Vilna Gaon. How come you say Leil Pesach Manishtana HaLaila HaZeh? How come you don't say HaLaila HaZos? Because it's a commentary. So it shows that Laila is Lashon Nekev. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, a genius Einfeld, but the whole kash is a mistake. It's not true. Laila is always Lashon Zocher. It's never Lashon Nekev. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon that because women are mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, even though it's mitzvah seser shazman grama, so you treat women as if they're men. Halal Pesach. So that's why you call it Halayla Hazeh. Because the women are treated as Lashon Zocher. The whole thing is a joke. After the Vilna Gaon passed away, so they said over, they were printing and saying things in the name of the Vilna Gaon. They were absolutely ridiculous. So the Dayanim in Vilna hung up signs all over. They prohibited anybody from printing anything in the name of the Gaon without their approval, because they were printing things that were not correct. They printed in the name of the Vilna Gaon a famous word. It says in Chumash, Kiseyana liyishtei nashim. Where is that in Parshas? Kiseyitzi lamacham alevecho. It's right after Yifas Toyer. So it says, Kiseyana liyishtei nashim ha'achas ahuvah v'achas nuvah. We all don't love Arim ha'ahuvah v'has nuvah. So it sounds from the Chumash, the Ahuva had a baby, then the Snua had a baby. Then it says, V'hoya p'char ha'b'hoya, how does it say? V'hoya ben ha'p'char la'snia, how did that happen? If it says, V'yodo lavonim ha'huva, v'ha'snua, the Ahuva had a baby first, and then Snua had a baby. How can it be? How did the miracle happen? V'hoya ben ha'p'char la'snia. So they said, the Vilna Gaon, they quoted in the Vilna Gaon a thing that's not true. They said, we know when they became pregnant. So we're talking the Snua became pregnant before the Ahuva. The older Lavanim, the birth, the Ahuva had the first baby, the Snua had the second baby. But because the second baby, the mother became pregnant earlier, so that's why that bain is the Pchur. So they said it's against the Din and the Gemara. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's not true. They said the Vilna Gaon didn't say things against the Din. So they said that's absolutely incorrect. So I have a lot of vertlach that they attribute to the Vilna Gaon that are just not true. You get the impression as if the Vilna Gaon was full of vertlach. These were just off the cuff. He knew all of Shas. It wasn't a man full of vertlach. That was like the Balaturim. Balaturim Anshul HaChumash has Gematrios and Rosh Yitevis and funny things. But that's not what he did for a living. What a difference. He wrote the Tur. The Tur quotes all the Gemaras, all the everything. Everything is based on the Tur. Everything is halacha. So this is a little bit not meduyak. Yeah, this question is, what about the word sadeh? Is the word sadeh, the plural is sados. But just because the plural is sados, that doesn't prove that sadeh is lashon nekeva. You have the word leilos, and leilos is always lashon zachar. That doesn't prove anything. So there's a Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? Tosfos shows from Tanakh that the word sadeh is sometimes lashon zachar, sometimes lashon nekeva. Rashi and Chumash has, there are a few words in Tanakh that are sometimes lashon zachar, sometimes lashon nekeva. Okay. So sometimes the Gemara have sadeh hamesuyemes, and sometimes it'll be sadeh hamesuyam. Nochamah. So first the Gemara says, we pass on like Rav over here. Usually in Din HaMamas we pass on like Shmuel, but here from the Hemshach HaGemar, you see the Din is like Rav, not like Shmuel. That's on the top line on Nun Hei Med Aleph. There was a Din Torah, so someone made a Kinyach HaZokah, he dug a little bit, so the Dayan Paskin is kind of the whole field. So he says, why? So the Rav Huna had, who was it, Rav Nachman had the Shaila. Rav Huna had the Shana. So he said, why did you paskin like Rav? Why don't you paskin like Shmuel? Levely mark idich dishmuel damish malokana lemakom makusha b'levad. Maybe the din is like Shmuel. He says, no, I don't hold. I hold like you. I'm Rav Huna, I'm Rav. Kimish nikash bo makusha echad kana kula. That's the top five lines on Nun Hei Med Aleph. That here we paskin like Rav. We don't paskin like Shmuel. So by Sodah HaMesuyem is B'mitzareh, if it's clear and obvious where the borders are, then we pass them like Rav, then you kind of the whole field. And what if it's not Mesuyemes? V'she'ena Mesuyemes, the top line on Nundalem, Eina Mesuyemes, how much are you kind of? So the same answer. The same answer, you kind of the whole field. So what's the difference in this case and that case? The top Tosa disagrees with the Rashbam. If in the Gemara's Mashma, Eina Mesuyemes, you kind of less. So that's what the Gemara says, it kind of less, because not Mesuyem is Bimtzer, it kind of less. Okay. The Pashtus is like Tosfos, that the Gemara is saying it kind of less, not the kind of the whole field. Next Gemara is very surprising Gemara. I remember once Rabbi Gifta made a comment, there's nobody in the world alive today who understands this din. He said, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. A lot of Gemaras like that. Very difficult Gemaras. They say that Rabbi Soloveitchik once made such a comment on a sugya that probably in the Zikon somewhere, that there's nobody alive today who knows pshat in this Gemara. So Rabbi Simcha Sheps was a Rebbe in Torah Vadas for many years. So he heard that what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, there's nobody alive today. So Rabbi Soloveitchik's name was Yosha Ber. So he said in Yiddish, tell the bear that the sheps is a sheep. Tell the bear that the sheep is still alive, and I know pshat in the Gemara. So the bear that the sheps lepnach, the sheps is still alive and he does know pshat. Anyway, this is one of the famous difficult Gemaras. Tosfos has great difficulty. Farfam, that's what it says in the Gemara. And the Gemara said, that's how we paskin. All the Amoraim, they all agree, that's the din. What's a funny din? On the second line from the top of Nun Dalin on the base, Om Rab Yudah and Shmuel. Rab Yudah was a Talmud, both a Rab and Shmuel. Said all the things in the name of Rab, things in the name of Shmuel. So he said, Nichse Yakum, Arehen Ki Midbar. Midbar means Hefker. The property that belongs to Goy is Hefker. How is it Hefker mean? If a Goy is selling to a Jew, and the Jew paid money for it, and the Goy didn't give him a shtar yet, so the moment the Jew pays all the cash to the Goy, the Goy has Das Makna to give it over to the Jew. So Das Makna includes, first you have to be Moitzim Mishus Morakama, then you have to be Maknas into the Mishus of the Morabasra, by Karka, by Metapam, whatever you sell. The only exception to the rule is Yerusha. You're not Moitzim from the Mishus, you're not canceling the Bailus of the Morakama and creating a new Bailus for the Morabasra. That's what we say, Bro Karadavua. Bro is Labdavka, the son. Goes in the footsteps of the father. Brokar davur. Whenever there's a Yerush, even if it's a tenth cousin, Yerusha, you get even Balkorcha. You can't say, I don't want Yerusha. The Bchor can say, I don't want to get Pishnai. That's a Gemara, because it says in the Chumash, it's a Bchor ben Asnuah Yakir, loses Lot Pishnai. So since it says the verb is loses, Matonic Ay Rachmana, Ma Matona, just like Matona, you can't give a Matona Balkorcha if the person doesn't want. So if the Bchor doesn't want the Pishnai, he could be. He can be Mevate, he can be Meichel. But if he doesn't want the Chelek HaPshitas, then he gets it Balkoch. If he doesn't want it, then be Mavkirit. It can be mafker after he gets it, but you can't just say, I don't want it. Can't just say, I don't want it. But so over here, aside from Yerusha, whenever you buy something from somebody else, so first you have to accomplish Itzor Meshus Marakam, and then you have to be machnesed into the Meshus of the Marabasa. That's why Rashi, we mentioned yesterday, Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosa, how high do you have to pick something up at Daltalim to be Koinim Bahagbor? The Rashi Shita is you have to pick it up 3 tefachim, and Tosa said, pick it up 1 tefach is enough. How did Tosa know that 1 tefach is enough for Hagbor? So they quote, there's a Gemara in the end of Erevin. When you make an Erevei Tchumen, or an Erevei Chatzeres, or an Erev Tavshilim, whatever, so the Gemara says you have to pick it up at Tefach. Tzel she agdi at Tefach. The Torah says, that shows in Kol HaTarikul HaGbor is a Tefach. And even Rashi says 3 tefachim, so Tosis quotes the Rashi. Rashi in Bava Kamma says, you only need 3 tefachim if the item belongs to someone else and I want to be Koina from the other party. But if it's a Dovashal Hefka and you want to pick it up, all you have to pick it up is a Tefach. So Rashi also agrees. HaGbor is basically a Tefach. But if it belongs to someone else, if you only pick it up at Tefach HaSei Lovud, it never left the Rishus of the Marakama yet. If it's Hefker, it isn't in the Rishus of the Marakama. There is no Marakama. Hefker, it's ownerless. So all you have to do is pick it up at Tefach. Rashi is masking there. But if it belongs to someone else, that before you machnes it into, HaGbor means I'm machnes it into what's considered my Rishus. If you have Yad in Chotzer, that's literally my Rishus. Kenya Yad is in my hand, Kenya Chotzer is mamish. Chotzer is mitam yad. Even if you have chotzer mitam shluchai, but the shliach has to make a kinyan. So what kinyan is making? Making kinyan yad. The difference for the chotzer mitam yad, chotzer mitam shluchai, they both agree chotzer is yad. But the question is it considered as if the bala chotzer made the kinyan yad, or a kinyan yad was made on behalf of the bala chotzer? That's the difference. But they all agree. The Tzais points out that they all agree. Chotzer mitam shluchai. What kinyan did the shliach make? The shliach made a kinyan yad on behalf of the Bala Chotzer. Chotzer mitam yad means it's not considered as if a kinyan yad was made on his behalf. He made. It's considered as if the Bala Chotzer himself made the kinyan yad. So again, so Rashi also agrees. HaGbor is really a tefach. And if Yezech Menah Hefke Rashi said beferish, HaGbor tefach is enough. But if it belongs to someone else, first you have to be Moitzim Mishus Marakame before you machnes it into your Mishus. Yeah. If you don't pick it up 3 tefachim, you didn't yet, I say lovud, you say you didn't yet succeed in getting it out of the Rishus of the Marakama. And Tosa disagrees, but Rashi, they say lovud only has a shaychas with mechitzas. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, Masech HaSukkah, Daf Dalet or something, the Gemara says, Shiyurin chatzitzen and mechitzen, ahalach al-moshe misina. The din of mechitzas, ahalach al-moshe misina. So the Gemara has a machlekes, how do you know that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall? So one opinion is you don't need Halacha L'Moshe Messina for that. We can figure it out from the Pesukim. So what did the Memra say? Shurach Hatzitza Mechitza Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So it doesn't go on Yud Tvachim. It goes on Gud, Lovud, and Doifan Akuma. Lovud. So the Gemara says Lovud is the detail within Hilchas Mechitza. The Gemara says Lovud is really only a din of Mechitza. It's not a din that if you picked it up 2.5 Tvachim, you didn't pick it up 3 Tvachim. So I say it's lovud as if I never picked it up. So Tosa disagrees, but that's what Rashi says. Tosa says it's not true. Lovud is only a concept in mechitzas. Here there's no mechitza. You're not talking about any mechitza. So that's what the Gemara is assuming here. Whenever there's das makne, whenever something belongs to the nochri and the Jew wants to buy it from the nochri, so first you have to be moitziyat meshus marakam, and then you have to be machnesid into the Rishus of the Marabasus. Every time Reuben is selling something to Shimon, or Jack is selling something to Shimon, and Nochri is selling to Shimon, every Das Makna includes within it a Das Hefker. I'm getting it out of my Rishus, and then, secondly, I want you to be Koina. So Nichse Yakum, when the Nochri receives the money from the Israel, Areim Kemidba becomes Hefker at that moment. Kol HaMasa Bem Zocha Bem. Whoever kol hakodem zoch, it's hefker for a few minutes. Whoever wants can come and grant it. My timer. Why should it become hefker? He sold it to the Jew. Mark explains. As soon as when the nochri has das makna to the Jew, so the first step of the das makna is to be motziyat from his bailos. Then he has a mind to give it over to the Jew, but the Jew doesn't have a mind to be koine until after the nochri gives him a shtar. The nochri didn't give him a shtar yet. So that's what the Gemara says. Nachri michimati zuzilia de estalik leh. He already has the das makna, which contains within it das havkara. He saw the kan adamati shtara liyadeh. Why is that true? If the soul wants to be kind of bekesef, he can be kind of bekesef. The Torah says, no, it's makam shekos min es ashtar. But makam shekos, that's the first line in the Torah, says, v'yisrael lo'ekonam. Why is Yisrael lo'ekonam? Adamati shtar liyadeh shahayu omnim. They were living in a location, makam shekos min es ashtar. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin, that even though kesef is kind of karka, but it's a makam shekos min es ashtar, it's self-understood that there's a lack of smichas, das deligism in the shtar. So the nocher right away has das makne, when he gets the money, he's motziyeh from his rishus, so it becomes hefka for a while. So then when it became hefka, so if a third person comes over and grabs it, whether a Jew or goy, third person comes over and grabs it, kol ha-kodim zocha, so he has a right to keep it. Hilkach harei hen kemid, baruch ha-lamachse b'hem zocha b'hem. So that's what Tosis has difficulty, the long Tosis of the Kochavim. Why should the Jew have in mind that he doesn't want to be kind until the guy gives him a shtar? But the moment the guy is going to receive the money, he's going to be mafkarit. So the Jew wants that. He paid $5 million for the karka. He didn't want that, so he should have certainly had in mind. If the guy is going to remove his ownership, the minute I give him the money, so he should have in mind to be kind right away when he gives him the money. So Tosis mutches, they give an answer. It's not really, they're not satisfied with the answer themselves. They say that since by the Jews, if you buy karka from the Jews, the practice would be, it's makam shekos min es ashtar. So the Yisrael who's buying from the goy, if he would have bought from a Jew, he would have had a mind not to be kaina. The deal shouldn't be clinched until the Jew gives him a shtar. So over here also, even though he's dealing with a guy, he also had a mind the same. Why? Well, that's what Tosis says. Why should he have that in mind? He's going to lose all the $5 million. That peladik igemar. So the guy is mafkirid. Every das haknoa includes, contains within it, a das hafkora first, to be moitzim rishus marakama, before he can enter into the rishus of the marabasus. It becomes efker. So therefore, kalamach sabem zachabem. So that's what Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rav. Amalei Abayi le Rabbi Yosef, is that true? He says in the name of Shmuel. Amalei Rabbi Yudah, Shmuel. He says in the name of Shmuel. So Amalei Abayi le Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was the Rebbe of Abayi and Ravim. Very often Abayi asked kashas to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef took sick, the Gemara says, and he forgot all of his learning. So a lot of times Abayi had to remind him, you told us they did, and you said it on connection with this Mishnah. A lot of times Abayi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. So Amalei Abayi le Rabbi Yosef, he asked them a question, is that really true? Rabbi Shmuel had both passed away. He said, that's really true, Me'am Shmuel Hochet. Is that true that Shmuel would say such a wild idea that the Sada becomes Hefker? Kol HaKodim Zoch. But we know that Shmuel is the one that says, Rabbi Shmuel, Dina Nemachus Adina. Umalko Amar, one of the Dina Nemachus is Leiliking Ara Ela Be'igarto. You only Koine Karka if you have a Shtar. What is the word be'igarto? What does the Rashbam say? Malka Omer, all the way down. Malka Omer Lechel. Lechel Aro. Shum Machzik Ba'ara. Someone's going to make a chazoke, Kenya chazoke. You shouldn't have the right to eat the peris. You shouldn't acquire ownership on them. Ken yesh b'yod shtar mechira min ha-mecher. So the Rashbam translates the words igarta shtar mechira. It's a funny word. Igarta means shtar mechira. So in the Tshuvas HaGoyim that I was looking at this morning, so they have an additional pshat that I don't know how that comes to mean this word. Igarta in Aramaic means you have to pay money to the government. There's a sales tax. Whenever somebody sells a field to someone else, there's a sales tax. And if you don't pay sales tax to the government paskins that the mecher is not valid. Umalka Omar, the government of Gezokta Din, Likni Ari, can acquire ownership of the karka, Ela the Igarta, only if you pay your sales tax. If you don't pay the tax, the mecher is not chal. So that's what Abayi claims is such a din in the Machusa. Maybe there is no such din in the Machusa. Maybe there's a law you're supposed to pay sales tax, but they never said that whoever doesn't pay sales taxes is not kainah. That was a big issue in Europe. Some countries had a din of the machusa, you always have to pay sales tax, and if you don't pay sales tax, the mechra is not valid. So that was the shaila. When you sell the chametz to the goy, nobody pays sales tax. The goy doesn't pay sales tax. So according to din of machusa, the whole sale should not be valid. So they brought that up, I think the Dibri Chaim, they brought it up by the Dibri Chaim, Chaim Sanza. And he said, yeah, the government only means to charge sales tax if I'm selling merchandise to a customer who's going to keep it, he's going to buy it and keep it. We're only doing it for religious purposes. It's a sale. It's a sale, but it's only a legal fiction. That's what we call in Hebrew, harama, and in English you call that a legal fiction. It is legal, but it's only a legal fiction in order not to violate the din of al yirah b'matzah. Then we're going to buy it back. So if the government would know that we're just selling it to avoid violation of the issa, they wouldn't charge us any tax. It's not really a normal sale that you're selling it and the other guy's going to keep it. So there used to be such a law in Europe in certain countries that whoever doesn't pay the sales tax, the sale is not valid. So that's what the Gainam understood. Likri are elabi garta. If you don't pay the sales tax, then the whole mechira is not chal. And the Rashbam learns it's not so. Likri elabi garta. You've only koine if you make a kinya chazaka and a karka that someone else intended to buy. You run and you grab it, but you didn't get a shtar from the mecher. So that there's a deal in the machusa against that. That's how the Rashbam learns. Elabikata means a shtar mechir. So he confronts, Abaye confronts Rav Yosef, and he says, how can Rav Yehuda quote in the name of Shmuel? But Shmuel believes in Shmuel is the one who formulated the din, din the machusa din. That's the question. Does anybody disagree with Shmuel? The Gemara always quotes that Shmuel is the one who said it. We'll talk about it in a minute. Does anybody disagree? So some of the Rishonim say, the Ritva says, the Ritva in Git says that no one disagrees with Shmuel. But it's questionable. Maybe there are those who disagree. We'll see. So Shmuel says, Dina Machusa Dina. And there is, Abai thinks that there is a Dina Machusa, however you translate this. You're not kind of the karka unless you have Igarta. Amalei, so Rav Yosef answers Abaye's question. I don't know the answer to the question. I just know Uvdahava, there was once a Maisa Shahoya, but Dura de Reusa. Dura de Reusa literally translated, Dura means a little village, and de Rabosa means shepherds. There was a shepherd's village. The Rashbam has two pshat, and one pshat is that's the name of the village, Dura de Reusa. The other pshat is that they didn't tell the name of the village. And a shepherd, where they were villaged, it's a description of the location or it's a name of the city, whatever. So he says, I don't know fully what the answer to the question. I know the Yadina. I don't know the answer. I just know Maisa Shehoya. Dura de Reusa, Yisrael, Zav, and Arm, Yabakham. That's what happened. The Jew bought a karka from the guy and he paid all the money. Was Yisrael Achreina Rafik Beipurta. Another Jew ran in and he made a kinyan chazak. Also, the Kama, the Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel. They came to Rav Yehuda. Ukme biyada d'sheni. He said the second one is kinda because he heard from Shmuel that nichsi akam harein kehefker. Omalei dure. So that's what Rav Yosef tells Abaye, that Rav Yehuda remembered that incident. Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. And Rabbi Yosef says, I remember that incident. That's a Rabbi Yehuda Paskin. He Paskin like that. And Dura de Reusa, exactly like that. So Amalei, Abaye said, that's not a proof of this case. Dura de Reusa, Ko Amret, you're bringing a right from that case. No. Hasam. What happened, Dura de Reusa again? The Jew bought a farm from a goy. And the Jew paid the full $5 million for the farm. And then the goy hadn't given him a shtar in advance. It was machmish kais when it's a shtar. So the goy was mapke the sode. Included in the das makne was the first step is hoitzua mishus markam. It was mapke the sode. And then the Jew wasn't koine until you give the shtar. Then the goy's going to give the shtar. It's already no good. The goy gives the shtar after he was mapke it. He's not the owner of the sode. So it's not going to help. So another Jew came over and he made a chazokah. So he was kainah. So Abaye says, Dura de Rusakan, you bring a guy from there to every case that the third party has the right to come in and grab the tzaddik, because hefker, no, hasam, bage, mitamrei havu. That's a different story. The government has laws that you have to pay tax, real estate tax. And a bage is a whole area. So there were people who were hiding from the government, but they never paid tax. So the government passed a law that if people own farms and they don't pay taxes, kol hakodim zocha, whoever wants can grab their field. If you commit yourself, if you promise to pay tax with the government, we give you permission to take the field from the ganav who's cheating the government. He owns the field, but he's cheating the government every year. He's not paying tax. We give you permission to take the field and keep it for yourself, provided you're going to pay tax. So that's why Abai said, that was a different story. There were the Rusa Kamni, bringing a proof from Rav Yudas Psak over there. Shiny, what happened over here? Hasan Bagimitamri Habu. They were hiding from the government. They were cheating. They were not paying tax. Dina Gufayla Havi Abitaska the Malka. The owner, the Goyish owner of the farm, was not paying tax. The government has a law, Mandi Ayv Taksa, Mandi Ayv Taska, whoever pays the tax, the Chalara has a right, whoever will grab the field now has a right to grab it if they commit themselves to pay the tax. So the government said that, so that's deed in the Machusa. But over here, they were paying tax. Here, the Goy sold the Soda to the Jew, the Goy was paying tax, the Jew was going to pay tax. And then because the Jew paid all the money, so you're telling me that the minute the Jew gives the $5 million to the Goy is mafke the soda, included in the das makne of the Goy is that he's mafke the soda, and therefore the acher comes and grabs it, he has a right to keep it. No, that's against the Eden of Machusa. You can't go against the Eden of Machusa. So the Gemara repeats, that was the Psak HaMekubal. Rav Huna Zavanar Me'avikohom, a Jew bought the field from a Goy, so he paid money, and the Goy hadn't given him a shtar in advance, so it became hefker in between. Another Jew came, Ravik Beipur, they made a chazok, also the Kamad Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman, they came to a din Torah. Uk may be other, Rav Nachman passed in the second one, has the right to keep Omalei. Amalei, my daitach. Who's Amalei? Who said to whom? Rav Huna said to the Acher, Amalei, my daitach, why do you think you have a right to grab it? Amishmon, Nichsi, Akmarin, Kehefker, Kala Machsit Behem, Socha Behem. Oh, that's what Rav Huna was asking the Dayan. Rav Huna was asking Rav Nachman, why did you award the whole Sada to this fellow who, because you hold like Shmuel? Why don't you paskan like that Shmuel's member? Why don't you paskan like the other member of Shmuel? That whenever you zeichem in a hefker, and you only made a chazal kavir, you're only kind of that little bit, you're not kind of the whole farm. So he says, Rav Nachman says, sorry, and that machloikas I hold like you. Because you said in the name of Rav that Rav disagrees. Levely Mar, they took away the soda from Rav Huna. They went to Rav Nachman for the entire Rav Nachman Paskin. The Sheni, the Sol Sheni, was kind of the whole field. So Rav Huna asked, why do you Paskin that he's kind of the whole field? Because based on Shmuel, so if you're Paskin La Shmuel, so follow everything that Shmuel said. Levely Mar, Kidach to Shmuel. Follow the other din that Shmuel said, the Amish Shmuel, the Kanan, the Makam, Akusha, Bilvad, the only kind of that little corner, the rest of the field is mine. Amalei, no, Baha'i, regarding that issue, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, that's on the bottom of Nun Dalet Omer Aleph, on that issue, I hold like you. Amalei, Baha'i, Anokish, Maitich, Sphirele, I hold like you. That you were the one who said the name of Rav, Omer Avuna, Omer Rav, that's the third line from the bottom of Nun Dalet Omer Aleph, Omer Avuna, Omer Rav. If he kish ba makushech, and if you dig a little bit, you kind of the whole sada. Anokish maitach, svir that hold like you remember. The Amar Avun Amar Av Kim Shani Nikish ba makushechad kana kulam. So how do we pass contact? We don't pass like that. Shalach Ravuna by Ravin, he wrote a letter to the Beis Medrash. The same psak. They all passed on Shmuel. Strange. Chen hoya rabbovim rabbi. The chen, what's the word? V'chein hoya rabbovim rabbi. Loi b'chol rabbi sein shovim b'dover. All amarayim. Everybody agrees that is the din. They all agree that is the din. Yeah, what is the idea behind, what is this din of din of the machus of din? So he mentioned yesterday, the very first tshuva in the Dvar Abraham is about din of the machus of din. So he has a long footnote in the middle of the tshuva where he divides the topic of din of machus of din into different areas. So one topic is the following. This is Shachin Yeridea, of all places, in Hilchas Ribbis. The beginning of the second Chelik Yeridea, at Hilchas Ribbis. So the Shach writes, we have halachas, sometimes it's a din of kesef and a din of shavu kesef. If you mekadosh an isha, says you can be mekadosh an isha bepruta or b'shavu pruta. So shavu kesef is kesef. Chof tala rovas nizikin, you have to pay, make the sadeh, make the kami yushalem. So you can pay karke, you can pay metatlam, you can pay kesef, shavu kesef is acceptable. Is there ever a din that shavu kesef is not kesef? Pidyon Aben is befamish, and the Amorah can give Egel Zedet Pidyon Mini, Tal Zedet Pidyon Mini. You don't have to give Dafke Kesh. Is there ever a din that Shavu Kesef is not good? So Pidyon Maisu Shein, you need Dafke Kesef, and Tzarta Kesef, Yadecha Kesef, Sheesh Olof Tzura. Shavu Kesef is not acceptable. That's all the Gemara is in the beginning of Perek Azov, starts off with that. The Shavu Kesef is Lapke Kesef for the purpose of Pidyon Maisu Shein, you need Tzarta Kesef, Kesef, Sheesh Olof Tzura. Then there's another din that you need dafke kesef, machzis hashekel. That's the question whether that you only get to machzis hashekel if you pay kesh. If you give shavu kesef, it's not acceptable. That's a question in Gemara Shkolim and Yerushalayim Mishkolim. Is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and he wrote a chibur on the Yerushalmi that when he ran away from the communists, he lost it, that it was stolen, and he had to leave part of it behind, whatever. So he writes in his tshuva that in the chibur that he wrote on the Yerushalayim Mishkolim, he explained that that's a din deraisa. The Gemara in Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph has a braisa that there are three cases where we say shavu kesef is lapke kesef. One is pidyon maisa sheni, that's in the Bavli Yodua, the beginning of Perek Hazov, you need tzarta kesef sheesh olof tzura. The second din, Rav Moshe says, is also a din deraisa, that then machzis hashekel has to be dafke kesef. You're not yet, so we give shavu kesef. The third din is only a din de rabbanan that the Gemara lists off there in the Braisa in Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph. Third din is when you come to Be'ol HaRegel, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, you go to Birch's. Everyone comes to Be'ol HaRegel, there's a Tosefta in the first Perek in Chagiga. It says, Gimel Mitzvahs, Nitztava Yisrael Baliyosam LaRegel. The Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga quotes that from the Tosefta in the first Perek in Chagiga. Gimel Mitzvahs, Nitztava Yisrael, Gimel Mitzvah means three carbonas. Gimel mitzvahs and stav yisal bali osam the regal riach hagiga and simcha oilos riach shalme hagiga and shalme simcha. So the Gemara says there's a din mid the rabbanon that when you purchase the oilos riach and the shalme hagiga you have to pay by cash. If you pay with shavu kesef, it's not acceptable. So that doesn't sound at all like a din deraisa. So Rashi there on Chorus tells you, look in the Yerushalmi somewhere. And the Yerushalmi gives you the reason why they made such a din derabbanan. So the three dinim, that shavu kesef is lak kesef by kiddushin, kiddushin kesef, we give a ring. Shavu kesef is kikesef. By pidyon aben, you can give shavu kesef. The only three cases where you need kesef is davke pidyon maaseh sheni, betzarta kesef, kesef sheish olof tzura, and machza shekel, those are derais. And the third one is a din derabbanan. So what is kesef? How do you define what is kesef? Kesef means silver. Kesef means silver. No. So kesef means legal tender. It doesn't have to be silver. If you have paper money, the pashtus is that if that's officially legal tender, legal tender means the government, a gezocht, that if I owe you money, I'm yotzei my chayv if I give you this money. If I give you nickels, dimes, pennies, dollars, whatever, if I give you a check, you can say you don't accept it. A check is not legal tender. A legal tender means it's sponsored by the government, and you have to, you have to accept it in payment for whatever debts I owe you. So the Shach writes in Yerideya, in Hilchas Ribbis, that how do you determine what's kesev as opposed to shavu kesev, so that's din and machlokes dina. So everybody agrees to that. The big machlokes is in the end of Chosh Mishpat, the very end of Shin Samach Pesa. So how far you go with din and machlokes dina, but the Shach writes in Ilchos Ribis, should have written in Chosh Mishpat. He doesn't. He writes in Ilchos Ribis, this everybody agrees. When it comes to cash, what's called kesev, that depends on Dina the Machusa. There are Neturei Karta who don't recognize the Israeli government, so they don't use Israeli coins to be paid in Maisusheni. So how do they pay the Maisusheni? So they use shillings, British money. Because the Chazon Ish writes in a Sefer, if you pay the Maisusheni, you should be paid on a shilling. Chazon Ish wrote it before Hakamas Amadina. Of course you paid on a shilling. Whatever government is in charge, that government mints coins, and that's called the... that's called kesef. If you have, let's say, Chinese money or British money in Eretz Yisrael, that's not considered kesef. That's shavu kesef. Have American money. You have Israeli money in America. That's called shavu kesef. That's not legal tender means ba'osa medina. Ba'osa medina. I mentioned this for the old timers and broyers. I think they probably all passed away already. The old timers went to Yeshiva Ktana together with Rabbi Neuwirth, the one who wrote the Shmer Shabbos Kol Chosim. So they used to be buddy-buddy with him as children. So he gave permission. Every year, Broyers has a newsletter. So in the Rosh Hashanah issue, every year they would print a little box. Rabbi Neuwirth from Beit Vegan gives everybody permission to use his matbea. He had a big coin that he used for Pidyon Ma'aseh. He gives whoever is a member of Broyers has permission to use Rabbi Neuwirth's Matbea, his Pruta Chamura, it's called, for the purpose of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Shaila was, but it's an Israeli coin, and we're in America. So is that called Kesef or Shovi Kesef? So it's only considered Kesef in that country. Which country? The country, let's say, I'm in America, and I have my Sheni in England, and the coin is in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Neuwirth's coin is in Beit Vegan. He passed away already, so it's no longer there. But when he used to be alive, so the question is, does it depend? There are three logical possibilities. Does it depend where the matbea is? Or does it depend where the Maaseh Sheni is? Or does it depend where the person is who's making the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni? So you have to take a stand. So there's a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma. It takes a stand on it. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. Theoretically, there could have been, there are three logical possibilities. It depends where the person is located. It's only called Madbeya, it's only called Kesef, as opposed to Shavu Kesef, if it's legal tender in the country where the person is making the pinyon. So that, there's no girsa like that. No one says it depends on the money. I think. The Ravid's girsa is that it depends where the money is. If the money is in Eretz Yisrael, then Israeli money in Eretz Yisrael is called Kesef, even though the Maaseh Sheni is in a different country. And the Rambam had a different, I already forgot which way the Rambam says. So the Chazon Ish says on that machlokes that we paskan like the Ravid, because the Rambam's girsa is a toes, because it just doesn't read straight in the Gemara. So he says the correct girsa, the same thing now, the Beis Din in Manchester, England, has a British coin, and they give everyone in the whole world, you don't have to be a member of Broyers, they give anybody, any Jewish person in the whole wide world, they give you permission to use their Pruta Chamura for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, provided you notify them in advance by email when you want to be paid the Maaseh Sheni. So you use a Pruta Shebo. They have a big coin that's worth a few shillings, whatever, a few pounds, whatever the Matbeah is, Hayotze, Boisa Medina, and each person wants to be paid, want to use one Shabbat Pruta's worth of it to be paid to his Maaseh Sheni. So they give everybody permission to use it. So it's a British coin, and the British coin is located in England. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, that we paskan like the Ravid, because the Ravid's girsa is more correct. That there should have been three logical possibilities, but the Gemara takes a stand on it. The question is, what is the girsa in the Gemara? So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, what the girsa should be in Hilchas Pinyan, Hilchas Maaseh Sheni. So that's one aspect of Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina Malchus Adina is relevant. The government is kaveya, what's considered kesef, legal tender, as opposed to everything else is considered shavu kesef. And if it's legal tender in a different country, it's a Chinese coin or a Japanese coin or a Yugoslavian coin, whatever, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Shavu Kesef. That's not called Kesef. Has to be legal tender of that country where the coin is located. Yeah. So that's one din. Avdina de Machus Adina. So then the Turikarta, who don't recognize the Medina, so they're consistent. The 4.5 members of the Turikarta, there aren't too many of them. So the 4.5 members, they're careful, they will never use Israeli coins. So they'll use shillings, because the Chazanish says, it paid on a shilling. Chazanish wrote it when Eretz under the control of the British, after the First World War. The British were controlling Eretz Israel, but now the British don't control. So the Pashto says, British coins are not considered Kesef and Eretz Yisrael. The British will be the first ones to tell you that they don't control Eretz Yisrael. They're not in charge. All the Gedolim that we know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rabbi Yashar, they all used Israeli coins. So the whole shtick, the Yeshiva Bochum had the shtick in Eretz Yisrael, they don't recognize the Medina. If you don't recognize the Medina, then you should go like the Luli birds, like the Mishugoyim in the Turikarta, that you shouldn't be allowed to use Israeli coins with Pidyam Isogeni. It's only called Kesef if it's recognized, if it's sponsored by the recognized government of the country. If you say that they're a bunch of pirates and they're not an authentic government, so the Matbea shouldn't have a din of Kesef, should have a din of Shavu Kesef. So that's one aspect of din of Mechus Adina. Then there's another aspect, din of Mechus Adina, that you have to pay taxes. So there's a famous Ran in the Dorim, Andab Chav Ches, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that Dina Machus Adina means the government has a right to levy taxes. And whoever doesn't pay the taxes, the Rambam writes, Hare Goizel, Hare Ze Goizel, Menas HaMelech, he's stealing from the king. The king's Gezalakum, if it's a Goyish king, he's not allowed to steal from the king. The king has a right to levy taxes on the people. What is that all about? So the Ran quotes in the name of the Bali HaTaisus that levying taxes is basically rent. Let's say I have an apartment building and I rent out the apartment. So I have a right to charge rent because the guy's living in my apartment. I rent out the tuxedo, I rent out automobiles, I have a right to charge. So if I rent an apartment, I have a right to charge. So the king owns the country, or let's say the Queen of England. So the Queen owns everything in the United Kingdom, everything belongs to her. And if you want permission to live in her country, she says you only have permission if you pay taxes. If you don't pay taxes, you're stealing. Just like a landlord who rents out an apartment, you don't pay the rent, so you're stealing. So the Rambam writes, I raise a gozel menas hamelech. So what's the nafkamina with this philosophy that paying taxes, the chiyuv to pay taxes is based on rent? So the Ran in the Dorm, Daf Chav Ches, quotes this in the name of the Bali HaTaisus. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to pay any taxes. Because Great Britain belongs to the Queen of England. What other countries have a king? There aren't too many more countries have a king. I don't know. So every country belongs to the king, and the king has a right to charge rent. But Eretz Yisrael belongs to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. It says, Kili kol ha'aretz, ki gerim toshivim atemi madi. Eretz Yisrael belongs to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the Sforno says on the Pasuk. Kili kol ha'aretz doesn't mean the whole world belongs to me. Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. Just like the United Kingdom belongs to England and the Queen of England, and the king of each country owns everything in the country, owns the karka in the country. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner. Kili kol, I own Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages all the Jewish people to live in Eretz Yisrael. So if he owns Eretz Yisrael, he says, Kindalach, come and live in Eretz Yisrael. So nobody has a right to charge rent. No one has a right to charge any rent. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. I think the Ramah quotes that Ran. There are people who don't know the first 25 blot in the Dorm. They don't know the next, it goes to Daf Tzadik in the Dorm. They don't know the next 50 blot. They only know that Ran. The Ran, that you don't have to pay tax in Eretz Yisrael. But that's a big mistake. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, paying taxes in all democratic countries is based on a different idea, not at all. It's not Gozel Menas HaMelech. There's a din that all the people who live in the community, kaifim zeh zeh, we can force each other to make a shul, to make a mikveh, to get a library, to hire a rabbi. Why? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Shluchim Meshutvim. If you look in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, So the Shulchan Aruch says that people in the city could be kai for each other to put up money to build the shuls. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Chashem Mishpat, the same as so-and-so, the same about Hilcha Shluchim Mishutfim. All the people that live in a community have the status of Shutfim. Usually Shutfis is, we all joined into the Shutfis Midas. We decided to join into the Shutfis. We gave the mashal the other day. E.J. Corvettes used to be a big store. It went out of business a long time ago. So there was E.J. Corvettes was a Rosh Hashanah, 11 Jewish Korean veterans. There were 11 Jewish boys in the army. And after the war, they went into Shutfis. They became friendly. They went into Shutfis. So they joined the Shutfis people. If I'd be a multimillionaire, I'd open up my own store. I don't need Shutfis. I'm not a multimillionaire. So go into Shutfis with another 10 people. So you enter into a Shutfis. That's normal Shutfis. Then there's another kind of Shutfis. We become Shutfim Bal Korchenu. We all need water purified. We all need mail delivery. We all need highways to be able to travel. The religious Jews don't need public schools. But the majority of the people who live in New York need public schools. Some people don't have any children. The religious Jewish people send their children to yeshiva, but you go bus a rive. So since rive of the people who live in New York City need a public school, they don't want their children with the Jewish people also. We want to have a public school. Otherwise they'll run around and they'll beat everybody up and they'll be wild Indians. So we all want a public school. The rive of us want a public school. I don't need the museums, but the rive of the people need museums. So whatever is a tzorech that's shared by all of the people. We all need mail delivery. Some people don't need any mail. They talk on the phone all the time. They email. They don't need. But right where the people need mail delivery, where the people need police protection, the fire department. So some of the things are taken care of by the municipal government. Some of the things are taken care of by the state government. Some of the things are taken care of by the federal government. So we are considered shutzim on three levels. And the shutzim are mechuyev to put in money in order to take care of the needs of the shutfis. So let's say we have the 11 Jewish Korean veteran, war veterans, they have a store. And then they made a fortune of money 1 year. So they had a meeting, and let's say 8 out of the 11 decided no one should take any of the profit that they gained this year. We should all put all the money back into the store, open up a branch in Paris, open a branch in London to make even, so next year we'll make 5 times as much money. And 3 of them don't want, 8 of them want to, no one should take any rebach this year, and 3 of them want their rebach. So the din is you go basarayv, whenever you have a shutfis, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Tosefta and Bava Metzi, I think. So the Tosefta says you go basarayv. The Bir Agro says, how do you know that you go basarayv? So it's a pasuk in Chumash, acharam lahatas. The pasuk in Chumash is not talking about shutfim, it's talking about a bezin. You go acharam lahatas. But the only one thing included in the same pasuk is, if you have a shutfis, and the majority, you have a shareholders meeting when you have a corporation. They have a shareholders meeting. Everybody expresses their opinion. They're all going to agree. So the Torah says, Acharam lahatas. So that's what in New York City, we are shutim on three different levels. Some of the needs that we all share in common are taken care of by the federal government, some by the state government, some by the local, by the municipal government. So we're shutim on three levels, and we have to pay all the tax to cover all the expenses. And if you don't pay your taxes, it's not gezelachmi, you're not stealing. The Rambam says, if you don't pay your taxes, I raise a gezel manas hamelech. That was years ago, that the taxes went to enrich the king, and yet you didn't get anything in exchange. Today, no one is getting enriched. We have to pay salary to the governor, we have to pay salary to the mayor. I didn't vote for the mayor. So what? You have a shutfis, and the rov of the shutfim voted for. I didn't vote for the governor. I didn't vote for the president of the United States, but rov of the people voted him, and we're all shutfim. So whenever you have a shutfis, you go bus a rov. So if you're not happy, so impeach him. And if you're not happy, so don't give him such a high salary. Give him a vote that you give him a less of a salary. Our representatives, you can't have millions of people come to Washington and make all the decisions. So we all choose congressmen, representatives in the Congress, and they represent us. So they decided how much money to give the President of the United States as a salary. If he doesn't deserve it, so we should either impeach him or decide to give him a less salary. That's all. We decided that. So no one is being enriched by the money is not going to enrich the king like it used to be. The money goes to pay to cover all the expenses. Part of the expenses is to pay the President of the United States, to pay the senators, to pay the congressmen, to pay the mayor, and so on, to pay the governor of New York State. You got to pay all the salaries for all the things. You have to have schools, elementary school, high schools, museums, and so on. So if you don't pay, let's say you have a shutfus in a business, and all Jewish people, all Jewish shutfim, one guy doesn't pay back the amount of money they all voted, how much money everybody should give back. One of the guys doesn't pay back the money. At the end of the year, they had a shareholders meeting, and they decided we should open another branch, and everybody should only keep 10% of the rebach they got and put it back into the business, 90% of what they got this year to open up the new branch in Paris. So one of them is not going to pay his share. He's stealing from all the other shutfim. So it's Gezel Yisrael over here. Whoever doesn't pay taxes in a democratic country, the money just goes to cover all the expenses, to cover the expenses of the army and the water purification and the police and the fire department and so on. You have to pay all the expenses. So whoever doesn't pay is stealing from the Jews and the non-Jews. You're stealing from all the other shutfim. So that whole Ramah doesn't apply. Remember, I once gave a shiur in Eretz Yisrael. There's a rabbi, Ritzon Arusi. Every year he has a conference. He has an organization where he tries to convince all the people they should go for Dina Torah. Instead of going to secular court, they should go to Dina Torah. So every year he picks a different topic, an issue that came up in the course of the past year. And they have 3 days, they have conference for 3 days, and every 45 minutes someone else delivers a paper, a shiur, on some aspect of that issue that they brought up. So they want to show how the halacha has what to say on all shaylos that come up. So I remember on one occasion they were talking about the taxes, so they invited me, they paid for my trip, so they invited me to give a shiur. So I spoke about this. I said, today that ran in the dorm doesn't apply anymore because Israel is a democratic country and the money that you pay for taxes is not to enrich any melech, and the money is just to cover all the expenses. He used to, Gezel Yisrael, whoever doesn't pay. They were not, all the rabbonim were not happy to hear that. They didn't disagree with me. I'm right. But they were not happy to hear it. Absolutely right. That whole din doesn't apply. Today it's a din of shutfim, and whoever doesn't pay the taxes is stealing from all the shutfim. My taxes are higher. How come I pay so much in taxes? But there's so many people who cheat on taxes. They're not paying. So that's why my taxes are higher. So they're stealing from me. I have to pay all the people, all the honest people who pay taxes are paying higher, 5 times as much as I should pay because so many people are cheating on taxes. So Nachamol. So Dina de Malchus Adina applies, number one, the easy din with respect to what's called kesem, what's called shavik kesem. That's the shachan hilchas ribis. That depends on, everyone agrees, that's included in Dina Malchus Adina. There is a machlok as to what extent do you go in Dina Machus Adina, but the Shach says everybody agrees to that, to determine what's kesef as opposed to what's shavik kesef. It doesn't depend on silver. It's a different, the word kesef means silver, but over here the word kesef means cash, and cash means legal tender, and that depends on the recognized government. Then there's another aspect of Dina Machus Adina that you have to pay taxes. Okay. So what is the source of that din that you have to pay taxes? So the Bir HaGro on Choshen Mishpat writes, the Meiri has this also in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, I think. The Bir HaGro writes what says in the Meiri. Most of the Rishonim do not say this. That in Sefer Shmuel, you have Parshas HaMelech. The people, Shmuel HaNavi was a shofet. He was shofet Es Yisrael. And the people said they want to have a melech. So Shmuel HaNavi was very insulted. What's wrong? I'm not a good shofet. Why don't you like me? Because I give honest psokim. You want to get a melech, you should be able to bribe him and get false psokim. He was very upset. So he appointed a melech. So then he read them the riot act. He said, you're looking for trouble. You're going to have a melech. He's going to make you pay taxes. He's going to enlist your sons to work for him. They're going to have to service and build this palace. He's going to take your daughters as pilakshim. He says, going to do this, going to do that, going to do the other thing. So that's a machloikas in the second parak in Sanhedrin. That's called that parsha in Sefer Shmuel. It's called Parshas HaMelech. So the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Kol HaAmer BeParshas Melech, all the things that Shmuel is warning the people. You don't want a Melech, because the Melech is going to be doing A, B, C, D. They say, so Rabbi is of the opinion, Kol HaAmer BeParshas Melech, Melech Asabo. These are the evils of the king. These are the things the king does, and it's illegal. The king has no right to do that. That's what Rab says. And Shmuel disagrees, says, Kol HaAmer BeParshas Melech, Melech Mutabo. All the things that Shmuel is warning the people, it's not that evil, these are the evils of the king. You won't be happy with it, but strictly speaking, legally he has the right to. Kol HaAmer BeParshas Melech, Melech Mutabo. So the Vilna Gaon writes that Shmuel stating, Dinan Machus Adinas Lishita So, that he says that Kol HaAmer BeParshas Melech, Melech Mutabo, and the Parsha and the Chumash, it says about levying taxes. It says the king has the right to levy taxes. So according to the Vilna Gaon, it should come out that it's only Shmuel Lishitos, but Rab disagrees. And that the Miri has like that also. He says that Shmuel Lishitos, implying that Rab would disagree. So that's problematic. But we never have, the Gemara never says that anybody disagrees with Shmuel. But according to the Bir Agro, according to the Miri, it's Shmuel Lishitos, so Rab should be a major figure. Rab disagrees. So that's an issue. Then we have a third aspect of Dina and Machus Adina, that the government has the right to institute laws, just like we have a whole Chashim Mishpat, Dini Malva V'loive, Dini Shtores, Dini Chayv L'mazik, a whole Chashim Mishpat. So the Goyim have the right, do the Goyim have the right to institute their own laws? That's a question. Do the Goyim have the right? Are they obligated to follow all the laws of the Torah? I think we spoke about it when we learned the first perek. No, I said, "Oh, but the tshuvas haramo, and they've been on the bechina too, the first term." There's a Ramban al Torah on Parshas Vayishlach where the Ramban says that the nochem were given seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. So one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach is dinim. So what does it mean, dinim? So the Ramban says dinim includes all the choftal that rovus nezikin. The guy I'm chayiv to observe all the chavtal that obvious nizik. So, literally, to take it literally, it's not true, because the Gemara said beferish in Sanhedrin. Later in Sanhedrin, Gemara says the mara nitz tavo al adin. It says on the way from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Maimon Asir it took 7 weeks. So in the middle, they stopped off in the city Mara, and the water was bitter. So vayare al shemets vayashlach al amayim vayim tiku hamayim. So it says, Sham, in that city, Sam la chok ha-mishpat. Sham niso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people chok ha-mishpat. They were nitztavu al adinim. So the Gemara, dinim? The dinim, even the Bnei Noach were given dinim. That's from the days of Adam HaRishon. What do you mean, nitztavu al adinim? What was added? The Gemara says, what was added was that by Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach is derek be'ed echod be'dayin echod. All you need is an eid echod to say that he didn't have the area. All you need is one dying. By the Jews, you need two kosher eidim, and you need a dozen of 23. But din and the fashas, that's one aspect of din, and that was changed at that time. Eid echad, dayin echad, no longer applies. And number two, the Gemara says, knosis doesn't apply to bin Noach, only applies to bin Yisrael. Oynos ha-mefatim, oytu shemra, that's knas. Shloshim shaleva, that's knas. So the Ramban al-Chumash writes, all the choftal rabbis and zikin have to be observed by the goyim. And he writes, Oynos ha-mefatim, etc. So that's not accurate. There's beferish against the Gemara. The Gemara said that kenosis don't apply to the Nochmas. So you have to figure out how to deal with that Ramban. Probably a Plato's Hakomis. Just he was writing it, he wasn't careful. Because the kenosis beferish against the Gemara. So we had the Tshuvas HaRamah. The Ramah had a cousin, Maram Padua. He lived in Padua in Italy. He was not an Italian. He was Ashkenazi. His name was Katzenellenbogen. That's not a Sephardish name. The Jews in Italy are Sephardim. But that's the Maram Padua. So the Maram Padua put out, he went b'shutfus for the Nochri. They put out a new edition of the Rambam. And his edition of the Rambam has the Magen Mishnah, the Kes Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Melech. Has the standard things, and then it has on the bottom of the page, I think we pointed out, if you look, write the line belief. You have the text of the Rambam's in the middle and the Kes Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah on this side. So if you look, there sometimes one at every other page, every third page, there's one or two lines, tiny letters, immediately below the line of the Rambam. So sometimes they have a Shinoi Nusach, and sometimes they have an Iksav Yad, there's a different Girsa, or sometimes they tell you where it is in the Torah. So that's those Haggos were added by the Maharam Padua. That was new in his edition, as opposed to all the earlier editions of the Rambam, that was added. When we use the Rambam, most of you don't even notice that there's anything there. You don't even see it. It's such tiny letters. He never says anything. So another Nochri decided, hey, this is a money-making project. So another Nochri decided to reprint the Rambam. He was selling it for less than the Maharam Padua's edition of the Rambam. So the Maharam Padua asked, he sent a letter to the Rambam, living in Krakow. He lived in Padua in Italy. He lived in Krakow in Poland. Sent him a letter, can he write a tshuva that no one's allowed to buy the other edition of the Rambam? He sells out all of his. So the Rambam says in the first parak, there was a din, the second parak, Naktina Leishuka, that if a Talmid Chacham comes to town and he's selling cosmetics or he's selling whatever he's selling, odds and ends, so you let the Talmid Chacham sell all of his merchandise first before the others sell, because if the Talmid Chacham is going to waste more time selling, so he's going to be learning less. Everyone has an obligation to enable the Talmid Chacham to learn. So the question is, Naktina Leishuka, that only applies to Jews, that applies to Goyim also. The Goy is not allowed to buy, the Goy, after the Maharam Padua went to Shutfus for the Goy to print the Rambam, a different Nochri printed his own edition of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, no one's allowed to buy the new edition because Naktina Leishuka. Naktina Leishuka, since the Maharam Padua was a Talmid Chacham, he has the right to sell of all his svarim before anybody else is going to sell. So that's a din because of Achzokas HaTorah. The Jews have an obligation to see to it that Talmid Chacham should learn. What I have to do, the second one who's selling his edition of the Rambam is a Nochri. So the Rambam says, no, the Ramban HaChumash writes in Parshas Vayishlach, the Nochri have to follow all the Chav, Tal, Rabbis, and Zikin. So any din that's in Chayshimish, but they have to follow, including the din of Naktina Leishuka. It's a wild chumrah. The Goyim HaMuchayiv to support Talmid Chachamim, that they're not allowed to print another edition of the Rambam. And then he gives seven reasons why no one's allowed to buy the new edition of the Rambam that's less expensive. So one is Naktina Leishuka, and he says even the Goyim have to observe the din of Naktina Leishuka. So the second guy who printed the new edition of the Rambam is not allowed to sell his editions till the Maharam Padua sells all of his. Then he says another reason why, another one of the six, seven reasons why, is because a Sefer Sheina Muga, the old Rambam, all the old editions of the Rambam are considered Sefer Sheina Muga. They had a din, Al Tashkin Ba'alecha Avlo, a Posek in Mishle. So you're not allowed to, so we had it, you're not allowed to have a Shtar Amona. If the Edom say, HaPeshas HaPeshihita, the Edom say, Ksav Yadeinu is there, HaVol Ksav Amono Hayo Devarenu, so you don't believe them because they don't amaze Matzmei Rosha. You're not allowed to sign on a Shtar Amona. We had that Gemara. So the Gemara said that based on the Pasuk, Al Tashkim Alecha Havlo, you're not allowed to sign on, you're not allowed to keep a Shtar Amon around the house. So also include Al Tashkim Alecha Havlo, you're not allowed to have a Sefer Shein Amuga. So the Rambam writes all the old editions of the Rambam are Sefer Shein Amuga because they don't have the Haggos of the Maharam Padua. Haggos of the Maharam Padua, nobody even knows that it's there. You never even noticed it. Whoever looks at it just has slight once in a long while. He has a different, and this, and Fus Venezia, it's a different gear, it's a different word. Or it tells you where it is in the tour. Nobody even looks at it. Then he has a whole bunch of reasons. Very, very questionable Tshuva Saramo. And I found it hard to understand why he didn't reveal that it's his cousin. Everybody knew. Maybe everybody knew. But I would think he should have written. My cousin, Maharam Padua, asked me, can I write an essay? He should have said that it's his cousin. So at least everyone should know. I found that very strange, why he didn't write that. So in Shulchan Aruch they assume not like that. Ramah. Ramah says dinim of the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Anach means that the goyim are obligated to observe everything that it says in Choshem Mishpat, including Naktina Leishuket, everything that's in Choshem, even though that belongs in Yeridei, should have been in Hilchas Talmud Torah. But because by accident the Shulchan Aruch put it in the Choshem Mishpat, so the goyim are chayav to observe everything that it says in Choshem Mishpat. So it's usually assumed not so. Usually assumed and included in dinim is that the goyishe government has the right to make up its own rules and regulations. They're not mechayev to follow Dina HaTorah. Not like the Ramban said, that maybe the Ramban meant something else. Not the way the Ramo understood the Ramban. That all the Bnei Noach have to follow all the Choftal and all the Snezikin. They have a right to make up their own system of law, but they have to have a system of law. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Dina the Machus Dina, that you have to follow the Dina Bin Adam Lachaveiroi. That's only if at least one of the parties involved in the case is a Nochri. What if both parties involved in the case are Jewish and they live in a Goyish country, they live in America, then you don't follow Din of the Machus. Then we follow Chosh Mishpat. We follow what it says in the Gemara. They say, that's a Chuvas HaRashba. They say, well, we should throw out the whole Chosh Mishpat, throw out the whole Seder Nezikin, because you live in a country where they have a whole legal system. No, Din of the Machus Adina doesn't apply unless both parties are Goyim, or at least one party is a Goy. At least one party has to be a Goy. Let's say if you have an issue of Yerusha. So the Jewish laws of Yerusha, the Bechor gets Pishnayim, and the sons and the daughters don't get equally. The sons Yarsha and the daughters don't Yarsha unless the father made Kinyonim to change it. And Dine Bnei Noach, the son, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. And Bein Abbas Yerushim Ka'achas. So we're not allowed to follow Dine the Malchusa. There was, in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, we mentioned yesterday, in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, there were two people who were called Maritats. One was Rabbeinu Yosef Taitatzak, he was a Sfardish, both all Sfardim. He was a Rav in Constantinople for a while, the big tzaddik. And then there's the Maharit Tzahalon, Rabbeinu Yontov Tzahalon. He was a teenager when the Beis Yosef passed away. So the Maharit Tzahalon lived in Tzvat. He didn't live in, the other one lived in Constantinople. Maharit Rabbeinu Yosef Taitatzak was a Rav in Constantinople. So the Maharit Tzahalon writes in his Chubas, he was once sent by the Rabbanim in Tzvat to go visit all the Arab countries where the Jews lived boarding on Eretz Yisrael to explain to them that they're not allowed to follow Dina the Malchusa and Hilchas Yerusha because all the parties involved are Jewish. The one who died and the Yerushim who are going to get the Yerusha. We don't follow Dina the Malchusa. We have our own, we have Perigesh Nechman, we have Simonim and Shulchan Aruch about Hilchas Yerusha. We have our own system. We don't follow Dina the Malchusa. So we usually assume, not like that Shuvas HaRamah in Shulchan Aruch, we usually assume the Goyish government has to have a legal system. If they want to follow Shulchan Aruch, fine. If they don't want to, they have a right to make up their own system. So that's also included Dina the Malchus Adina, that the government has a right to make up their own regulations, but it doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved are Jewish, it doesn't apply. So I mentioned that around 100 years ago, in New York, there used to be laws about rent control and minimum wages. So there were wealthy Jews who owned apartment buildings. They would only rent apartments to Jewish people. And there were wealthy Jews who owned factories and they would only hire Jewish people because they planned to charge more than the rent control law and they planned to pay less than the legal, than the minimum wages. And they said, with lumdus, that Dina Mechus Adina doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved are Jewish. So over here, all the parties involved, if the landlord and the tenants and the owner of the factory and the workers, they're all Jewish, so Dina Mechus Adina doesn't apply. So Rav Henkin at that time was the big poskei in New York before Rav Moshe came to America. He wrote a tshuva, Pashta says that what he said is correct. He said that Rav Henkin learned by Rabbi Zalman in Europe. He's very close to Rabbi Zalman. So he wrote a whole tshuva, that Dina the Machus Adina doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved in the Jewish. It means the legal system. We have our own legal system. We have the Seder Nezikin and Mishnayos and Gemara and Choshem Mishpat. But if the government makes a takana litikan ha'olam, rent control, that the landlord shouldn't rip off the tenants, and minimum wages, that the owner of the factory shouldn't rip off the workers, that they should work for nothing, and maximum prices, if you're selling milk and eggs and cheese and meat, necessities. If he's selling candies, chocolates, toys, charge whatever you want. But if he's selling necessities that people need, so the government used to have control over the prices. So whenever the government makes, it's not a system of law. They made a takana l'tikan hamdina. That's binding, even if all the parties involved are Jewish. That's what he writes. The Pashta says that he's right. If there wouldn't have been a Bezdin, the Bezdin would have been obligated to institute such a takana. The Bezdin is not doing it, so the government does it. So the government, that's dina na machus adina, that aspect of dina machus adina, to make takanas l'tikar amdina, that should be binding even if all the parties involved are Jewish. And Yerusha, that's just a plain din of dini mamonis, so then we don't follow dina machus if all the people involved are Jewish. But if you're talking about minimum wages and so on, then it should apply.
Why is Yerusha not also Tikkun Olam?
Why is what?
When do you draw the line for Tikkun Olam? Why can Yerusha also be Tikkun Olam?
No, Yerusha is just a din. That's not Tikkun Olam.
I mean, it's better for wealth distribution if you do it. No?
Meaning? No. Yerusha is just plain dini mamonis. Tikkun Olam means he went out of your way to make a takana that people shouldn't rip each other off. Or let's say Tikkun Olam, the laws of bankruptcy. The laws of bankruptcy. So the law of the bankruptcy, let's say a Jew goes into bankruptcy and he owed money to other Jews, he owes money to Goy. So does the halacha recognize bankruptcy? So if one of the parties involved is a Goy, the halacha certainly involves bankruptcy. What if I owed money to a lot of Jews and then I declare bankruptcy? So that's what Rav Henkin, including what Rav Henkin said was, bankruptcy is a takana for tikkun olam. Strictly speaking, I owe you the money. What does it help if I declare bankruptcy? But they made a takana if a person makes a false step, he makes a mistake, and he falls into debt, he'll never be, for the rest of his life, never be able to creep out of the mess. So they made a takana for tikkun olam to give people an opportunity to start all over again. So that takana should be binding even if all the people involved are Jewish. So you don't have to pay back the money. But then there's a Tosefta in Gittin that says that whenever you're putter from paying money because of tikkun olam, if you can afford it, so then you should pay. So the Pashto says, let's say a person declared bankruptcy because he made a mistake, and then later on he starts all over again and he earns enough money to pay back, so he should pay back everybody. Not only should he pay back the Jewish people, he should pay back the Goyim also. He should pay everybody back. They gave you kula, you won't be over on Gezel if you don't pay back. But if the takana of declaring bankruptcy worked, and he starts anew, and he does well now, so give back all the money to all the people. And also, there's a Tosfos in Gittin also has, this happens all the time, the people that declare bankruptcy, every 2 years they declare bankruptcy, because they write all of their assets on their name, over the children, the wife's name, and so on, shtick. So that's what Tosfos has. If the person is abusing, there was a takana in the Rabbanim in Pnei Tikkun Olam, and the people are abusing the takana. So then, the only time the takana applies if a person fell into a messy case, then you have this takana in Pnei Tikkun Olam. But if the person is abusing the takana, then the takana doesn't apply. So those people, if you can ascertain that they were abusing it, so then the whole takana bankruptcy wouldn't apply. These are different aspects of Dina and Machus Adina. Then there's a Gemara in Gittin in the first pair of Dina and Machus Adina. The government has different system of Kinyonim. We were talking yesterday about Mechiras Chametz, so we make six Kinyonim. So one of the six Kinyonim is, I sell the Chametz to the guy according to the Dina and the Machus, according to the law of New York State. New York State, the law is that metaltlem aniknim ba'amira, you don't need any ma'aseh kinyan. Karka, you have to have a kinyan. And metaltlem, you can be maktan without any ma'aseh kinyan. So that's one of the six kinyan that we make. So that's a gemara in the first parak in Gittin, where the gemara says, how is that good? Because dina machus adina, so they can create kinyan. A kinyan, the dina machus is valid, like Hefke Bezna Hefke, just like Bezna can make a takana de Rabbanon, based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. So Dina Machusa, the government has the authority to invent Kinyonim. You say Hefke, like Hefke Bezna Hefke. fact, that's the whole theme of the first tshuva in the Dvar Avraham, that Hefker, Bezna Hefker, is a branch of the Din, of Din of the Malchusa Din. He shows that from a Tosfos in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. So these are the various aspects of Din of Malchusa Din. Okay, maybe we will stop here. So tomorrow morning, again, I'm going out of town tomorrow, so I have to give the shiur at 9:30. And I think we'll do Parsha. Okay, Parsha Shmini.